This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. There is extreme fire danger for much of Colorado today on the plains and around Colorado Springs and Metro Denver. It's going to be dry and windy through the afternoon. Things should be calmer and cooler tomorrow. Front range highs in the 80s today will be in the 60s on Saturday. Today's fire conditions follow a weeks-long dry spell. April is on pace to be the state's driest month in more than 130 years. Mike Nelson is chief meteorologist for Denver 7.
We haven't had any moisture to speak of since the third week of March, and we've only had 1/100th of an inch of moisture so far for the month of April, putting it as one of the all-time driest going back to the 1880s.
April is normally one of Colorado's snowiest months. El Paso County commissioners are opposing a proposed state bill to expand collective bargaining rights to employees of county governments and higher education. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Commissioners say the change would cost El Paso County $25 million to administer, all at the expense of citizens. They argue money would be spent on things like additional county attorneys and staff to manage labor relations. They say that's instead of repairing potholes, adding sheriff's deputies, and a potential cost of living increase for county employees. Commissioners also want the bill to prevent first responders from striking, saying allowing them to do so would put lives in jeopardy. Those in favor say collective bargaining should be available to everyone, regardless of where they work. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
60,000 chickens at a commercial poultry farm in Montrose are being euthanized to prevent an outbreak of avian flu. State agriculture officials have not identified the company. Avian flu is almost always fatal to birds. This strain is not known to spread to humans, and there's no food safety risk from the flu. This is CPR News and KRCC.